Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know if there's any way week four can stand up to what we got in week three, but we're here to break it all down for you. Welcome into BetMGM, you live coast to coast on the BetMGM network alongside RJ Choppy and John Martin. I'm Chris Mack. Don't forget to follow all the socials at BetMGM Network and watch the show on YouTube as well. Just search the BetMGM Network. Wherever you may be in the world, we're right there with you inside your Odyssey app, AUDACY. Headed to a tailgate on a Saturday morning. Want to get ready for the games? We're there with you in podcast form, too. Wherever you get your podcast, search BetMGMU. We'll get into the week four games, give you our parlays for this week by the end of the show as well. Maybe some coaching shuffling going on already this early in the season. But as I mentioned, let's go back and look at week three. We had some upsets, some instant classics. In some cases, they came at the same time. And let's start in the ACC. John, number 12, Clemson, upset by Georgia Tech. Your boy was on Georgia Tech. I didn't have the stones to go money line like I hinted at last week, but I took the points. And they win on a last second run on the field, 55-yard field goal. And now we've all got some serious questions about Clemson, unranked Clemson, 1-2 Clemson. Clemson, who I guess still has a shot to make the playoff, plus 570 at BetMGM. Do they, John? Can Clemson claw their way with this schedule that they have back into the playoff picture?
I don't know. I think they're going to have a tough time. I mean, I think it's just kind of starting to settle in about Clemson. You know, they are basically in a situation where, like, this is just what they do every year. They start the year, you know, pretty highly ranked. This was a little different in that I guess we convinced ourselves that Dabo had figured out the portal and had leaned on the portal, and that, you know, it was going to be different this year. But it ends up just kind of always being the same with him. I think this is a program, and I know he went on his rant. I know he's, you know, fired up. But if you just look at this sort of correlation, when the transfer portal became a thing and NIL became a thing, I mean, this program has been left behind. I mean, it's just the reality of it. And I know he's going to point to, you know, oh, well, we've done this. We've won X number of games, won the ACC. And I understand that. But you're talking about, you go from a program that's a national championship perennial contender to, like, they're just, like, barely ever even relevant come November and December. So I think we're just kind of getting our answer about Clemson and sort of who they are in this new world. And the answer is not really much of anybody.
Yeah, Choppy, this is looking shaky for a team that, granted, has two teams left on the schedule that would help bolster things if they beat them, but getting both of them at home in SMU and Florida State. But I don't think Syracuse this weekend, I think they're favored by 17, a trip to Boston College or hosting Furman in the next to last week of the season. Those aren't the things on the schedule that are lining up to help Clemson get their way back into the playoff picture this year.
No, They're not. Clemson's just not very good. You know, the only thing worse than Clemson this year is Arch Manning. Like that. That's it. Like that's the only thing worse than Clemson football is not a good. It's not a good product. And Dabo can go on his rants, and he can. I'll leave. I'll go coach somewhere else. All right. I mean, I'm not going to sit on a beach. And he can say all that, and then he can complain about, well, you want to win? Do you want to win? You tired of winning? I mean, yeah, they kind of are. They're not really winning. They're probably tired of winning just a little bit. They probably want to win a little bit more. But the reality is like, look, and all jokes aside, Dabo's done tremendous there. I mean, he's a fantastic college football coach and a great ambassador for Clemson. Clemson football, you know, if you're 20 years old, all you know is Clemson being great. If you're 45 years old, you know Clemson as this Johnny-come-lately that was just a program that just couldn't beat Florida State. Like, that's all they were in the 90s and the early parts of the 2000s. That's what they were. They were not a great program. They were kind of just they're all right. And Dabo resurrected them. But they're not a good – they're not a playoff team. They are exhibit A, and Texas is exhibit B of why we got to get rid of preseason polls. Alabama's another one too. Just get rid of them, right? Like that's not a good team. They were never the fourth best team in the country. We need to get rid of these preseason polls. Thank goodness the committee doesn't use them, because all these AP voters want to be beholden to what they thought in August. But no, the Clemson's not good, and they do not have that is a terrible schedule. Terrible schedule.
Yeah, for making up ground in the polls or in the rankings, you're right. They just don't have a lot left. Like I said, SMU and Florida State, both of them in Death Valley, but I don't know if that's enough, even if they run the table after the way they've started the year. So who do we like, John, to win the ACC? Miami's the prohibitive favorite right now, plus 150. Georgia Tech opened a lot of eyes that hadn't been open to them previously, plus 375 at BetMGM. Florida State in the conversation. The win over Bama bolsters their resume, obviously, and we mentioned they get Clemson later in the year. Is it Miami and then everybody else, or do Tech and the Noles have a legit shot to win this thing?
Yeah, I mean, Miami's just a cut above. All respect to Georgia Tech and Florida State, and certainly they've got, you know, Florida State beating Alabama. That win looks better and better every single week, so I definitely don't think it's just a runaway. But I think Miami, when you talk about bringing in Carson Beck, that those offensive and defensive lines, you see they just completely dismantled a South Florida team that was feeling really good. I just think they're a cut above. So it's definitely Miami's to lose. I would say Florida State I take a little more seriously than Georgia Tech. I'm not even sure that Clemson win's going to look all that great by the end of the year. But I would definitely say Miami. I know it's the favorite, and that's chalky, but I do think they are deservedly the favorite and a cut above everybody else in that league.
They are better. If they played Georgia Tech in the regular season, I think Miami wins. But listen, I don't know how Georgia Tech's going to get through this gauntlet. They've got Temple, Wake Forest, Vautech, Duke, Syracuse, NC State, BC, and Pitt before they play Georgia at the end of the year. They're going to win the regular season. They're going to go undefeated through the regular season. And Miami has to go to Florida State. Like, that's not a gimme.
Mm-hmm.
The value, there's no value on Miami, obviously. There's not really any value on Georgia Tech. The value might lie with Florida State. The problem is Florida State's got to go to Clemson. So, like, from a value perspective, you know, whatever Clemson might be, Florida State getting Miami at home, I mean, that's big. That's not nothing.
Well, maybe SMU has entered the chat if we're talking value right now. They do have a schedule that's tougher than Georgia Tech's, but they host Miami. Do they host Florida State?
SMU schedule played Florida State last year at home.
That's right. Thank you. But they've got Clemson, granted a road game, but like John said, who knows what Clemson really is and whether that win would help them at all or not. Point being, SMU at 15-1, if you're looking a little farther down the board, is that legitimate, John, or do we need to see a couple more dominoes fall?
Yeah, I just think you're kind of throwing blind darts, which is fine. I mean, people do it every day, but it's not where my money would go.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there. Like, if you're looking for a if you're looking for a sleeper that's back down there a little bit, I honestly think Cal, from a standpoint that, you know, look, they get SMU at home. They don't have a brutal road game. I guess at Louisville is probably their toughest road game. Teams going west, something freaky happens when you go west like out there, right? Something freaky happens. Was it Miami last year that should have beat? It was at the very end of the game, right?
Yes. They were up at the half.
And yeah. I mean, Cal at 30-1. I mean, that's a decent shot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So it's a long number, and that's intriguing at that number. I think more dominoes would have to fall for me to get to Cal as a look. SMU's one I keep an eye on just to see how the next couple weeks shake out as well. I don't think that's one that I necessarily throw the dart at yet, as John put it. Let's pivot to the SEC. We have to, Choppy. I'm sorry. Your Vols. Ouch. We won't even talk about last week. Just forget it. Last week's game didn't happen.
We're on to UAB.
Georgia.
Can Brandon Aubrey come kick for Tennessee? Yeah. Can we have that? Just make that trade?
I don't know. We do have to talk about it. I'm sorry. Just kicked the ball on third down originally. We were texting about it while it was happening. Like, don't get too cute, but they got too cute and they cost themselves 5 yards on the false start. And look, that kick's probably not going through, even if he's 5 yards closer. But
right.
It's just, you know, he had a chance to stand there and think about it and marinate in just the atmosphere and everything that was at stake, and it was shankopotamus, Choppy.
Look, they had a timeout. They could have ran another play. They had 7 seconds left. They could have ran a play, gotten it centered, because the previous play was what they were going to go run. They were getting that play run to center the ball, right? That's not the problem. The problem was getting conservative after the fumble. There was no reason to get conservative after the turnover. They were up 35-30. They get the fumble. It's like ball game, man. This thing's over. And they get a little conservative. They don't run their offense the way they should have. They settle for a field goal. And they make it 38-30. And then Gunner just makes a great pass. The range of emotions that I went through. The range of emotions. I was at Little League. I was at youth baseball, and you know, we start driving home, and of course, you know, I'm being a very safe driver, sure, watching the game and not watching the road, and it didn't work out well. I didn't get into an accident, but thankfully, there's no accident. We can't have nice things. I did get a lot of questions answered, though. I did.
Yeah,
I feel okay, right? You know, I see that we're not up there with the SEC championships and the winners and everything. That's got to change. Like, this is a that's a playoff team. So I feel good. That's a playoff team.
Okay. You just had to rip that Band-Aid off early in the year, maybe. Yeah. Have the heartbreak in September rather than have it in November. John, Georgia's now co-favorites with Texas in the SEC at 3-1. Choppy mentioned Gunnar Stockton there. Are we believers now? Do we get drawn in a little bit more? Hey, maybe this kid can do it. Maybe he can take them deep into the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that was as impressive as it gets. On the road, down in, you know, back against the wall situation, first you got to come out and you got to go, you know, tip for tat with Tennessee. That ain't easy to do because they set the tone real early. Their defense set the tone real early. So you knew it was going to have to be a shootout. He does that, you know, answers the bell down 21-7. And then that fourth down throw and catch. And then the two-point conversion, I mean, I thought absolutely, you know, this is not some make-a-wish kid, right? I mean, this is a guy that really has earned his spot, and maybe I, you know, was a little too down on him coming into this one. He's clearly getting better every week. I feel like that's a game where, I mean, we'll look back at the end of this year and we'll say that was the launch point for Gunnar Stockton, because that dude made absolutely every play he had to make. And, you know, there's a reason why they brought him in there at Georgia, and I think he kind of put that on display. So, yeah, I you know, we talked about him a little bit last week. I loved the situation when they were playing Notre Dame in the playoff. You know, he comes in, he finishes the job against Texas in the SEC championship. But this isn't just a nice story anymore. This is a guy that's a real quarterback.
A&M pulls off an instant classic against Notre Dame as well, 41-40. They're down to plus 135 at BetMGM to make the playoff, one of those more than half dozen teams in the SEC that have started the year 3-0. Aggies a legitimate playoff team, Choppy?
Look, they have to be put in that situation, in that consideration. They're going to have a schedule that, you know, assuming they don't lose more than two games, they're going to have a schedule included when you factor in the Notre Dame game, who, by the way, Notre Dame's going to wind up being 10-2, and everyone's going to overrate them as well because they're going to play Navy 9 times in the next 9 weeks. But that's what's going to happen. And you know, but A&M is they have positioned themselves. And if you're a Texas fan, you thought that was going to be a win going into this season. I don't think that's the case anymore.
John, 30 seconds, Notre Dame, playoff team still. Chop, you mentioned the schedule. Is it enough?
I think it. I'm going to say no. I don't believe it's enough. I think they're probably on the outside looking in. I mean, they're probably due for it. The level of play has been so good over there the last couple of years. But at some point, you feel like there would probably be some, you know, some resetting and rebuilding, and it feels like they're doing that now.
Another big SEC game this weekend to talk about. A couple of teams that maybe people didn't come into the season expecting much from. A big one in the Big Ten. And we'll start in just a moment with a big one in the Big 12. Two teams that have never met in conference play before. That's next right here on BetMGMU.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.